Minecraft gets an update sometime in the summer of 2021. Here's more information about it.
Do you want to move in? Your tail.
Hello?
Oh.
Hi there.
Hey. Alright, so hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Two Random People Talking. Of course, I'm always your host, MJ.
What a lovely your co-host.
And my co-host is?
I said my name, sweetie. Oscar.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, you're fine.
Anyway, so today's topic is about the new update that's gotten announced about Minecraft.
Indeed. The long sought after cave and cliffs update. For years and years we have wanted, and now we have received.
And the whole reason why they took forever, and this is the mouth coming from the developers, is that they wanted it to make it special and to make it what it is that we're going to see when it comes up. So basically they were talking with other people alongside them that kind of play their games as a tester, to make sure that it was working okay without any bugs.
Indeed.
So yeah. So it is projected to come out the summer of next year.
Hopefully. No delays, please.
So what are you looking forward to the update?
What am I looking forward to on it?
What update do you, or what part of the update has caught your fancy?
I would have to say the new hostile mob, as well as the idea of wireless redstone. That's caught my eye. How about yourself?
The hostile mob. Sure, the hostile mob.
Yeah, that beast is going to be quite something to undertake.
And then for all y'all, what you call it? For all y'all Smash Brothers Ultimate lovers, Minecraft is also coming as a downloadable content. So be on the lookout for that as well.
Indeed. Can't wait to kick some butt using
Steam. Let me say this now. We don't speak for the brand or the company. We are just two very passionate Minecraft lovers. So indeed, the stuff that we are giving to you is found in their official Minecraft website that I will be linking down in the kind of description below. So you can take a look and gander at it yourself. So the hostile mobs that we are referring to, though, is named
the Warden. I believe it's called the Warden. Is it not?
No, I'm trying to look for that. I have it. I know I seen it when we were talking about it last. Well, while I have this up, we're going to have some new animals to the cliffs, caves and
cliffs update.
Yeah, we are going to have goats and what looks like, what are they called? The water.
Axolotl.
Yeah, axolotl. So is Minecraft connected to what is it called? Gravity Falls?
Wait, what?
Gravity Falls has an axolotl that they call upon to get, like, that the triangle dude calls on to grant him life after his death. And
it's an actual animal, right?
Huh?
You do realize it's an actual animal, right?
Yeah, no, they also have that, but I'm saying that in the Gravity Falls, one of the episodes before they ended was with the axolotl.
Gotcha.
I don't see the what it's called.
Unless I am mistaken, I'm quite certain. It is, in fact.
We do have another mob, and it is found inside the caves. It doesn't see, it can't see, but it can hear. So when you walk or get up to it, it will catch the sound. It is an attack mob, but I can't think of what it's called right now. Nor can I find it in the official website. Hold on. Hold him up. So yeah, other than that, what else
am I looking forward to in this new update? Besides that, I would also be looking forward to the new means of in-inventory storage. I forget what it's called. I think it's called a bundle.
Yes, it's called a bundle.
Can't wait to see how that works properly. From what I see, it's just a little baggy, and then you like kind of just toss all of your stuff into it.
Ooh.
It doesn't appear to have any actual means of getting it out and whatnot.
From what I'm reading, axolotls, they can be found underwater, of course.
Indeed. They also fight the drowned.
Not only the drowned, but the cave people. No, not the cave, the ocean monument people. Oh, there it goes. So, Warden, you were right. This is the mob you were talking about. So here's some information about it. It's a new mob aimed to take players back to their first night in Minecraft when everything was scary. The Minecraft Warden is found in the deep, dark biome and is only aim is to keep you... Oh, to make you pee your pants. They can be found deep in the dark underground areas and are considered a hostile mob. Excuse me. They are completely blind, but they react to vibration from footsteps and throwing objects. Snowballs can distract the warden as it detects the vibration of the snowball's impact. They have now added crystals also to the crystals and amethyst geodes
to Indeed. The pack. The amethyst the amethyst crystals are to make a telescope in Minecraft. So now your average Minecrafter can zoom in on what he's trying to look at.
Or if you better, it's also better known as Optifine.
If you have a PC version, yes, Optifine.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a better what for those who do not have Optifine or Zoom. It's one of those. They're also adding copper, and it's and the copper is actual kind of like
corrosion
and decolorization.
Yes.
From that copper color to the blue.
Like indeed. Indeed. That's exactly what happened with Lady Liberty. She was 100% copper, and over time, the copper oxidized and formed copper oxide on its surface, which is a greenish blue color.
Here's what you were talking about, bundles. Apparently, there are three awesome ways to feature three awesome features coming to Minecraft via Cliffs and Caves update. One of these is new bundle feature, which is designed to help with inventory management. You'll be able to create bags where you can place as many items inside as you can fit it. Their all over capacity is unknown at this time, but it seems like they could serve full inventory slots full. Bundles can be stored in chests, and you can also mix and match.
Mix and match, how does it mean?
That's all it says. It does not go any further than mix and match. So there's a new block, sulk blocks and wireless redstone. So one of the deep dark ones, huh?
I said sorry for the extra noise, by the way.
You're good. Might be I kind of used to it by now.
Speaking of which, how many viewers? Speaking of which, how many viewers do we have at the moment?
It's not a live streaming. I have to record and then post it.
Yeah.
It's a proper podcast where I have to record and then upload it.
Then people see what you're saying.
Huh?
I said, and then people see what you're saying.
You're right.
I get you.
Anyway, you can use roll to prevent. Here's something about the redstone. You can use roll to prevent signals passing through it, meaning that you can ensure that the trigger only activates when signals between skulls. Oh, wait. I have to read this all to understand what that it is. Okay. One of the deep dark biomes characteristics is that where sulk growths are normally found, it is a new redstone like power source. But it is the key to finally introducing us to the wireless division of redstone power gadgets? G-A-D-G-E-T-S?
Gadgets.
If a skulk sensor detects foot...
A skulk sensor.
Skulk, okay. If a skulk sensor detects footsteps or destroying or placing of a block, it will emanate a new redstone. Yes, I know. Redstone signal. These can be used to operate gadgets without a trail of redstone connecting the two. You can use wool to prevent signals passing through too. meaning that you can ensure that the trigger only activates the signal between skulk signals and contraptions. The possibilities for wireless redstones and construction cities, buildings, colossals, Minecraft castles are high on night on ends, endless. I am confused, but okay.
It's basically saying the possibilities are endless for what you can use these things for.
Why don't you just say that, Minecraft? What else would you like to know about it?
Let's see. Very interested on.
Oh, hold on. Before
the copper tool aspect of things, because I know you can use copper as a decorative block, but I'm more so wondering if it is going to have its own set of armor and weapons the same as iron does. And if so, what is its durability going to be like? Because in actuality, copper is actually very soft of a metal. So I imagine it's going to have the durability equivalent of maybe gold.
I don't think it said anything about that. It's just a great... I think it's just a great... what you call it?
Block.
Great decorative piece. But anyway, before I continue, before I find that out, if you have Java or Windows 10, there'll be you'll be able to update it to the Cliffs and Cave update later next year. Like I said, around summer of 2021.
Cannot wait.
Oh, goats. We have goats. And
indeed. As far as I know, I think it said something about them being potentially semi-hostile. Like, if you mess with them, they'll knock you off of the cliff or something like that.
Unknown. That information's unknown. Oh, wait, okay. It's not just a cave that is getting new mobs. Goats appear in the cliffs area and jump really high, too. Two full blocks, to be precise. So, equivalent in scale, Minecraft characters like Steve and Alex or your own personal character can only jump two blocks without...
Only jump one.
I mean, sorry. Can only jump one block without any boost. And even then, I think it's only like 1.5 blocks with boost. What this is saying is that it jumps two full blocks. So a regular jump times two. Goats are rather frickle, F-I-C-K-L-E.
F R what?
F I C K L E.
Fickle.
Fickle beast, though. And if you annoy them enough, they're hostile when agitated to be hostile. They're mainly passive until agitated to be hostile.
Indeed.
They bash into you and send you flying off the snowy mountains if you get them highly
agitated.
Yeah. Mojang hasn't talked too much about the goats, but we'll keep you updated when we get updated. Again, like I said before, we don't speak for the brand or company. We just update when we can. We talked about the warden, we talked about that.
Talked about bundles, talked about ghosts,
okay.
The copper.
Okay, copper. Telescopes can also be required copper.
Yes, ma'am.
Copper. There it goes.
I didn't make no sign. I didn't make it.
Good. Go on.
So, telescopes are requires copper, a new resource. They are similar to iron, but have an orange hue to the ore. They can be found in ore veins rather than.
Two should be fine.
Can be used like iron to make blocks and steps. Copper ages over time and exposed to oxygen takes the turquoise color instead of the browny orange. Copper can also be used to make lightning rods. They are used direct lightning into the pole instead of more flammable materials. You are probably need to use a blast furnace to melt the copper into iron, to ingots, into a usable material.
Okay, so it says a usable material, but does it say tools?
No, it says nothing about tools. So what I'm guessing is it just blocks, stairs, and telescopes, and rods, lightning rods.
Ooh, lightning rods. That'll be useful in protecting your villagers.
Yes. Yeah. And your flammable materials.
Indeed.
But you need blast furnace to
just melt it.
Just melt it, yes. Let's talk about the updates to the other games that Mojang has released and
Time to make it spicy.
So for all y'all Minecraft dungeon players. Archipelago's Playground will get an update this November.
No, Grandma, geez, that's so much. Definitely need to get one. Huh? Get you a couple? Yeah.
I'm gonna get some more. All my chicken's done.
Yeah, because otherwise I'll be eating quite a bit. Oh, you were saying, sweetheart?
So, yeah, Arch Illagers for the Minecraft Dungeon is getting an update in November when they add a free update for crossplay. So, just like Minecraft, they are making the, what is it called? Dungeons, Minecraft Dungeon, into a multiplayer all around, what is it called? Cross platforming. Yes, they're going to make it a cross platforming game. Does this mean that the game will turn into a very advanced version of Tic-Tac-Toe? To which they respond, no.
Very advanced version of Tic-Tac-Toe. Wonder where that came from.
So from what I've seen, game players on YouTube when they played it, it's basically a point and click. It's a point and click game.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all again don't play it, so if y'all wanna yell at me in the comments, you can, but you can only do that in Oh no.
Yes, ma'am.
You can do that in my Discord channel or in my Instagram. Selfless promotion. Yes, I know, but hey. Got to do it sometime. Anyway, so yeah. For all y'all's book aficionados, The Mountain by Max Brooks. He's also made multiple other Minecraft-related books. He has one coming out in March of 2021. If you're a teacher and you use Minecraft education.
Education edition?
Minecraft Education Edition?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to use it for free because of COVID. And there's a free map releasing very soon for it. So there is for said game mode, the Minecraft Education Edition, there is the first ever global build competition. I think that's over, but yeah. You need teams at least 1 to 3. Educator, parent, and guardians can register their students in teams of 1, 2, and 3. I'll leave a link to where you can do that if y'all want to. And, of course, the quote description below. Like I said, for all y'all, Smash Bros. Ultimate players, Alex, Steve, and the whole mess of mobs will finally be there. Some would say that it is a smashing that they are there.
A smashing addition to the game?
Yeah. Yes, but again, it's a downloadable content if you want to...
you have to pay for it, actually.
It's still a downloadable content. It doesn't come with the actual game.
Oh. Okay.
It doesn't say when is it coming out, though, if it's already not out.
I'm not certain.
Okay, Google. Hey. When is Minecraft coming out on Smash Bros. Ultimate? So it should be already out according to my sources named Google and Newsweek. It should be already out, but don't quote me on it. It's not... This one I don't officially follow, like to get my sources from. So if you know, let me know again in my Instagram or Discord channel, which would all be linked in the description below. But yeah. Like I said, it's an update. It's not an update, but a downloadable content that should be out by now. It came out the 13th of this month, so hopefully that's right. If not, again, just let me know. Don't get mad at me. I did not know I needed this information. I forgot that this information was needed. So yeah,
I forgot it existed.
Yeah, I don't play Smash Bros. That often.
I only play it when I roll in it. It got really quick.
Sorry, I was reading. Glow squid.
That made a lot of sense.
Glow squid. I knew you weren't satisfied with the game of the squid to non-squid mobs. Who could blame you? They got talent, ink, and eye that you can get loot in for hours on end. And now some of them glow. Who knows what that could get up to while you're glaze at them? Anything really. So we now got glow. Ooh, wow. Doesn't lock the tongue very well. Glow. Anyway, is there anything you
want? I can imagine that'll be terribly useful.
I mean, if they're made out of glowstone, maybe we don't have to go to the Nether for glowstone right off the bat.
Maybe. Perhaps.
It doesn't say what all is in it.
From what I heard, they just drop the normal amounts of ink that squids do, and that's it.
Yeah. Anyway, I will link the Minecraft live where they talk about all the updates. Where they talk about everything about the update. The Minecraft official website where you can read more into about the cave update and what it brings to the table, what the book is about, what the Minecraft dungeons is about. Yeah, and the Minecraft education edition. So yeah. So if you want us to kind of like, if you want us to do more of these game update podcasts, let me know. And by, of course, again, I know selfless plug-in, but follow me on Twitter, or not Twitter, Instagram, and also on all the other social medias that will be listed in the description below if you want to talk to us and let us know any ideas you want to hear. If you have any ideas you want to pitch at us, just let me know. And we will try to do our best to work it into our schedules. Just a side note. The reason why I haven't been recording these podcasts in a long butt time is because your boy is at school, at college, and also is now at a job. So, yeah. So, yeah.
Indeed, he is.
Oh, yeah. That's also my boyfriend.
Yes, between college, work, his boyfriend, it's hard for MJ to find time to do quite a bit of things that he enjoys.
Yeah, but I'm kind of getting back into the routine of school. I'm getting used to spending more of my time with my boyfriend, so we will probably do a lot more podcasts together.
I will support MJ in everything that he desires to try.
And, yeah, I'm getting closer and closer to getting used to waking up at 3-something in the morning to get to work. So, just remember, I am MJ.
And I'm Oscar.
And this has been a podcast. A Silver Moon podcast. Thanks for listening. Bye. Say bye.
Bye.